On this week's Press Pass, a conversation with Jim Heaney of Investigative Post. In response to the Saturday night protests in downtown Buffalo, Heaney wrote a column which gave a scathing assessment of elected leaders and the Buffalo Police Department. First, Jim Heaney addresses the assertion from elected officials that Saturday's unrest was stirred by so-called outside agitators.
Bull Connors down in Alabama talked about outside agitators when Martin Luther King came to town. That's a tried and true method of people in power to try and change the conversation. If there were outside agitators in Buffalo, I would ask the mayor and the county executive, show us the proof. The people arrested so far are all locals, unless you want to count people from Kenmore as outside agitators. So I think there's an attempt on the part of the mayor and the county executive and the district attorney to change the subject away from where the discussion ought to be focused, which is the underlying issues. And those issues begin with police brutality, the racist nature of the Buffalo Police Department, and the manner in which the city of Buffalo is systemically failing to address issues of concern to its black and brown residents, be it bad schools, be it lead poisoning, be it traffic enforcement policies that target low-income people. This is an administration in the form of Byron Brown that is not acting in the best interest of its constituents. As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as to say, and I said it in my column, if there was a white mayor doing this to people in Buffalo, he would be rightfully accused of being a racist. Byron Brown's policies, his unwillingness to address problems, come at the expense of black and brown residents in the city.
Let's look at the police department. You indicate that really there is an underlying problem with the Buffalo Police Department.
In the last 3 years, 4 men of color have died as a result of altercations with Buffalo police. Our reporting over the last 3 years is pretty thoroughly documented, a lack of training, of overreaction, of wholesale problems with the way the police operate in this community. And the mayor's response has been to basically do next to nothing. The only thing he's really done of consequence is eliminate the strike force unit. And that only occurred after a lot of bad publicity and a federal lawsuit being filed against the department for it. The other systemic problems remain, and he has chosen to do nothing about it.
As you point out in your column, despite several administrations of Brown leadership here in the city of Buffalo, this remains one of the poorest cities in the country. And what can be done? What should be done as we move forward from this?
Before I answer that, let me make one other point. The problem in city government extends beyond the mayor. We've got a common council which has done nothing to address these problems either. Common Council has a police oversight committee, which meets twice a year and manages to avoid tackling any of the really substantial issues. The council president is African-American, the council majority leader is Hispanic, and they have failed to act in the best interest of their communities the same way Byron Brown has. So this has been a collective failure of elected leadership in the city of Buffalo. In terms of what can be done, let me zero in on the 1,300 or so people who assembled in Niagara Square on Saturday. I would hope that what happens is they stay engaged in constructive fashion. Some of it may be protest. Some of it may be, let me throw a couple of ideas out. The next time the police oversight committee meets, maybe these protesters want to pack the council chambers and demand that the oversight committee start to tackle the issues that really matter rather than making nice with the police brass. The people in power in this town need to be held accountable for their complicity in the racism that permeates this community.
Jim Heaney of Investigative Post, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Take care, Jay.